meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Alana Eubach is here tonight.
Hello.
Alana was, she's one of our favorite guests. She was here a couple of few back on Meet the Fockers, and she was the Spanish maid who, well, we thought it was funny because when she said the name, you know, in her Spanish, when she said Meet the Fockers in her Spanish accent, it pretty much just sounded like the F word because you did the, you did.
Of course, there is a Fokker family out there. That's how they were able to get by with that. However, Alana's mom didn't see it quite the same way, I guess.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She didn't talk to me for 2 weeks after she heard that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't hear anything.
Oh, at that performance, yeah. She was like, Alana, I didn't know you knew that much about sex.
Wow.
Click.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, see. When I hear a parent not talking to you for 2 weeks, I look at that as dodging a bullet.
Blessing. A mitzvah.
Right. Manna from heaven.
Well, I was just afraid to run into her.
Yeah, you got Alana's out here doing a... It's Alana, right? You don't want to be Alana, do you?
Oh, no. It's Alana.
Good.
Like Alana Stewart. I think that's who I was named after.
Alana's out here plugging the movie Waiting, which opens October 7th. It's got Ryan Reynolds, a dear, dear, dear friend of the show. Ryan Reynolds is one of the nicest guys in show business.
He did the two guys at a pizza.
Two guys, yeah. A girl in a pizza place.
And that's where we first met him.
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
Sweet guy, and Andy Milonakis. dear, dear Andy Milonakis, also in this movie Waiting, and... they shot the movie New Orleans. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So what's the movie about?
It's basically about a bunch of kids who work at a shenanigans. It's like the Bennigans of that town or the TGI Fridays. And they're all miserable.
Sort of theme-y restaurant.
Exactly. They're all miserable. And my character has been working there for years. And she's a major alcoholic and a chain smoker. That was a lot of fun to play. Mm-hmm. And and a major stretch. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot of fun because you have Louis Guzman who has this great part. And he plays one of the cooks. And all of these... cooks and all of the waiters and the waitresses have this game that they play, and I'm not supposed to mention it because it's a huge surprise, but it's a kind of a, I don't know, a really naughty game that you're not supposed to.
Well, they gang up on the clients.
Basically. The customers, yeah. They kind of gang up on the customers. They treat them poorly. It's a lot of fun.
Rocket in the food action.
Oh, yeah.
Right, listen, I did the math. Whenever the waiters do things that you're not supposed to talk about, that just means snot rocket, or what do you call it, snot shot?
Snot shot.
Yeah. And obviously a comedy.
Oh, yeah, cool. A lot of things go on, you know, back in the kitchen and stuff, you know, showing balls.
Yeah.
Do we get to see Annie Malinakis' balls?
God, I wish. He is one sexy mofo.
He's a hermaphrodite,
bro. That's what I want to see for myself.
I'd smack that.
It's a rare condition.
Drew is going to weave his plug magic before we get to the telephones, yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam. The iPod Nano tonight, again, as with each night this week, we will be giving away a brand new iPad Nano, which this is really the best gift we ever had.
Yeah.
Listen for the Death Cab for Cutie song, Soul Meets Body. Here it is. And Junior
producer.
Look at
Lauren.
Her going insane.
Yeah.
She loves Death Cab for Cutie, which, by the way, could they have named a band in a way, a name that you can actually speak? It's hard to spit out Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Especially when you're as high as you are.
I know.
Oh, these are those gold dust moments.
Well, she's number two for Tori. This is Junior producer's favorite is Tori. Bumper music is the music you hear when you come back from the commercial break. Be the first person to get through and say iPod Nano to our screener. You got to be 18 years of older and you will win. You'll also win a gift certificate from iTunes for 10 free downloads. Speaking of loaded,
yes,
I TiVo'd Too Late with Adam Carolla and watched Steve-O
yeah.
Hump and upend you.
Yes.
Who upended you?
Steve-O.
Aren't you married?
Yes, I was before Steve-O raped me.
That's so hot.
His behindman was terribly violent.
It was shattered. It was not just ruptured. it was destroyed. Like he took an M80 to my behindman. which I wanted to take to my grave. And that's what I'm going to say. You know, when I have a son, I'm going to be like, son, listen, your sister has a hymen. She can lose that somewhere around her junior year of high school. You, my friend, have a behymen. That must never go away. That is a force field. You must keep the behymen intact. As a matter of fact, now here's the thing about the behymen. It's an imaginary plane. It's a no-fly zone for penises and fingers and plugs and
tumbling
pins.
Whatever.
And here's what it is. Like, I want you to make a pact with me about your behymen right now, because I'll never be able to check on it. There'll be no behymen reconstructive surgery. There's nothing to look for. There's nothing to repair. I just need you to swear to me that behymen
remains pristine.
The blessed behymen.
Unless, of course, you get a fish. Then you have to see the proctologist. Is that what they are?
Proctologist,
yeah.
A fish?
And then you're in trouble.
A fisher.
Fisher.
You said a fish.
Didn't you have a boil one time that you had to take a needle to?
First off, how dare you? It was a carbuncle. And I did, and I had to use a hand mirror and a flashlight to bounce light off the hand mirror.
Did you cross the plane?
No, it was external to the plane.
It was external. I did not break my behind it.
But when this thing did, in fact, break, it was shot all over the room. Disgusting.
True. How dare you?
Am I right?
Well, yes. there was a degree of relief.
So, Steve-O, did he end up in a psych hospital last night? Or
Steve-O from Jackass and Wild Boys was a guest on my Too Late show on Comedy Central last night.
Hey, Drew, why is it that when you rub your balls while you're jerking off that it feels so much better?
Right.
I haven't noticed that.
No way.
Can't say
he's
meet
here.
The Fockers, but that we can say. Here's the thing. He got himself a little blitzed. He drank a fifth.
That was more than just alcohol, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tell you what he drank. He drank a fifth of vodka and then a fifth of vodka. So he drank about a quart of vodka and then came out, and he was so blitzed. And he just started attacking me, basically. Not violently.
And spitting on people, all kinds of crazy
stuff. He was a little out of control.
Oh,
then
my
God. Then he attempted to put his hand through a glass.
I know, put his leg through it and sliced it all up, right?
He did slice his leg up. Yeah, he was punching the glass. If the glass had broken when he punched it, he would have sliced his hand all up. But instead, he used his heel and his shoe and still cut himself up pretty good. But
So, psych hospital, jail ward?
Nah, he just went home.
He's like Sid Vicious. Yeah, I mean, but without the talent.
He sent us an email about 5 hours later saying he doesn't remember anything, but he's prouder of it than any talk show appearance he's ever done.
I'm prouder.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío. Pobrecito.
Lily? Yeah, which one? What do you got going in you, Alana? What's
ethnically?
Yeah.
Puerto Rican and Mexican. My dad was born in San Juan. My mother was born in Sinaloa. And then they met out here at the Palladium.
Right.
And then they decided
the Palladium?
The Palladium on salsa night, Friday night. And my dad took one look at my mother's breasts and he said, oh, yes, she will be mine.
Yeah.
So
let me explain the Palladium now. Every night is salsa night.
Every night is salsa night at the Palladium night.
Yeah.
So they got married and they started a family out in Downey, because that's the coolest suburban neighborhood. 20 mm-hmm. minutes south of downtown Los Angeles.
Downey.
He had
Everyone
a business out there.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows Downey.
Oh, Downey.
You know what strikes me about the Latin folks? Fast talkers. Not so fast in the doing department, but the talking, pow, auctioneers.
Sure.
It is a fast-ass language. The culture's laid back, but the mouth moves fast.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure.
Which is weird.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, it's you can lay back and drink a cerveza and you're still speaking a mile a minute.
Yeah, so it's a fast language that doesn't seem to bleed into the actual pace of the culture. Culture's is very much in enjoying the moment. Take a little siesta in the middle of the day, relax, but the language sounds like cards in a bike spokes, you know.
We get
what
a
mean?
Lot of rest.
Yeah. Whereas like Germans talk slow and work fast.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if the word is fast, but they're not nappers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Relentless.
Yeah. Well, what is that, Drew? Break that down. What's going on?
Something to do with the environment.
Maybe the
Lions
are burning too many calories talking. They
Napping
need to nap.
Time is over.
Right. They have to nap.
All right. Lily?
19.
Lily?
Hello? 19?
She's there.
Lily?
All right.
She's sleeping?
Hello, yeah.
There you are.
What's up, Lily?
Hi. My question is that I'm 19 and I'm married, and just I can't feel any pleasure when me and my husband make love.
So. Meaning you don't want to have sex, or you no longer have an orgasm, or there's pain.
I've never had.
Never had an orgasm, and you don't feel anything.
I don't feel anything. It's just when he's inside me, I just feel like it's. I have to go to the restroom. You know, like I have to go pee.
Well, that's how sex is. No sensation followed with bladder pressure followed by TiVo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my, that's got to be bad. Well, let's talk about this for a second. You're 19.
Yeah.
You're 19. Are you on medication?
No.
You're not on birth control?
No.
All right. You sound like a 9-year-old. Is there something going on? Something we need to know about your past?
One of the things that can happen is there's a painful sexual abuse early in life. Mm-hmm. It can disconnect you from any feeling down there. Anything like that?
No, I've never had any abuse or anything. So.
And you're just married at 18?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get married? Drew, did you hear my name in the background?
Yes.
Is that Anderson?
I'm sorry?
Why'd you get married so early?
Because I wanted to get married because I wanted to get married early. I don't know. Because for one reason, it's sex before marriage is against my religion.
All right. So, Lily, here's the other possibility.
What's your nationality?
I'm from Kenya.
Wow. Oh, from Kenya.
They didn't do any kind of weird female genital mutilation on you, did they?
No.
No. But if they did, it would be okay because that's a different culture and we can't judge.
Can't judge.
So,
I know.
Take a machete to your vagina. We can't say anything about that.
Is it wrong for me to ask this, Lily? Do you masturbate?
No way.
No. It's against my religion. Yeah.
Okay. Well. That explains everything.
What's your religion? What is your religion?
Who the hell knows?
Well, let's find out.
The volcano.
Well, it'd be interesting.
Kenya.
What's your religion, Lily?
Islam,
okay. Well, here's a deal that's very common in young women is that sexuality needs to sort of come online. You need to kind of figure it out. It's not as easily accessible as a male. And I don't mean just mechanically, but biologically, neurobiologically, it can take some doing to get things going and get arousal. And you have to feel intimate and you have to feel safe and you have to feel close to that person. And this may just be being young and being scared about all this, having been sort of traumatized by religious messages.
Let me also say this. Whatever your wacky religion is, whether it's Islam or Jehovah, you're born-again Christian or Hasidic Jew, whatever nutty angle you decide to take in life, and to me, you're all nuts. You should stay where you are, because if you come over here, your nutty religion is going to seem super nutty. See, where you were, it was just filled with like-minded nutty people who follow the same nutty religion, and it's like once you take that Mormonism out of Utah,
it's cubed.
Now you got problems.
It's cubed elsewhere. Because
you want a little polygamy, and you want to bang a 9-year-old, and you got all kinds of things that your religion tells you is cool. You come out here, you get arrested. Same with just your basic nutty religions around the world. Go ahead and stay where you are or leave the religion where you are. Come on out here. That's my take, because coming out here, this is the land of vibrators. It's the land of, pay-per-view porn.
Mm-hmm. Pocket rockets. Lube.
Yeah, Alanis
flavored.
Alanis got all three of those things.
Is your mom listening tonight again?
No, I didn't even tell her I was on tonight.
I hope she hasn't been a listener ever since.
I'm going to let loose.
Smart. I'm just telling you, when you come out here, it gets tough because then you get around, you start working with people, and they're like, oh, yeah, we getting it on all the time. I have 5 orgasms. Now you're screwed. Back wherever you came from, you're just working around. Yeah. Everyone else just walk around with a pillowcase on their head with a little hole cut out so they could see. No problem. And again, I'm not judging. It's impossible to judge. But I'm just saying, you come out to Minnesota from Kenya, you bring the wacky religion with you, and there's going to be question marks. That's what I'm saying. All right, so Lily. Don't cheat. Stay with your husband. Take it nice and slow.
Are you a Mormon?
And like I said, at 19, you'll, as Drew said, you'll come online. You'll start, things will wake up downstairs for you.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. Hey, I think the husband was there, because that was not me saying Adam, and then later.
No, I know. I heard it. There was somebody in the background there.
Yeah.
You might have another crazy Kenyan to talk to.
Here's the thing, everybody. Your nutty religion and your sexuality, they're going to run headlong into each other eventually, too, as the hormones start raging and as you start coming online, boom, all that no masturbation stuff, all that, you know, your palms are going to fall off or you'll go blind or it's a sin or you make the baby Jesus cry or whatever nutty doctrine you follow, it's all going to start falling apart when you start masturbating and start getting these weird urges and you start suppressing it. And next thing you know, you're out killing people. That's not individually, but
as a group.
Sure, as a group.
Sure.
That's kind of how religion works. Lexa?
Yes.
20?
Yeah, I'm in Illinois.
You're a little high?
A little bit.
A little bit. Wow. I like to hear you on a good day.
Okay.
It's just a little high.
What's she like when she's very high?
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, what'd you get high on?
Weed,
okay.
A little bit of pot's okay.
All right. It is for people that aren't almost retarded dumb.
But I'm not super retarded dumb.
No, I didn't say you were. I just said
in general.
Yeah. When you're super, super dumb, you can't do drugs because then you just can't move.
But slow down, Lexa. Adam may start to turn on you. So go ahead. What's
go
your
ahead,
question?
Lexa.
No, I had unprotected sex about a month ago, and I took the morning after pill, and I haven't had my period yet, and I'm, like, late on it by, like, almost a week.
Okay, here's A. She's a genius.
I like you taking the morning after pill, Lexa.
Thank you,
baby doll.
The nice cut of work. Her jib, right, Adam?
I do like your jib cut.
Now, the problem, though, is...
How about the cut of my behymen?
Yeah, that was cut. I don't like it.
Go ahead.
The shape. The problem now is, of course, you could be pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Right, morning that's after, what I'm saying. Okay.
How long after the morning after pill, after the intercourse, did you take the morning after pill?
24 hours.
So that's usually 85 to 90% effective. So the probability is you're not pregnant, but definitely take a pregnancy test. If it's negative, it can often take a couple of months for the menstrual cycles to start normalizing after the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I have another question. If I am pregnant, how long, because I've had an abortion before, but I had to do the surgical one. How many weeks can you be pregnant? When they can still give you the pill to kill the
What about the chemical one?
You know, I think you can do, you know, I don't have that off the top of my head, but I've had patients do it all the way throughout the
kid's third
first
birthday,
trimester.
I think you can still give them the pills. They actually feed the kid the pills.
Throughout
at
the
that
first
point,
trimester.
You don't take them yourself. At a certain point, you hand them to the kid.
The last patient I gave it to needed a D&C afterwards. I didn't give it. I was
D&C
involved with it.
D&C is the scraping.
Yeah.
What's the D part?
Dilatation. So you
and
have
the
to
C?
Open up curettage.
What's the C part?
You ever seen a curette? Is this sort of curved...
Yeah.
Scoop like a spoon, and you go scoop everything out. It's good times. Good times.
I'm
sort of I'm against abortion fundamentally.
Yeah.
I'm not for.
I don't think anyone's a fan of it. I don't.
Just
I
arguments
think
against
is.
It are very compelling. The problem is the people that have spun out with all these kinds of arguments make me not want to support them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, you know, it, you have to write to your own body and that kind of stuff.
Those arguments aren't so compelling.
I agree. All right. I know Alana does, I love her crazy Mexican maid. I'll tell you, I love when she gets into that.
You like the maid?
Yeah.
Well, she's coming up, baby.
And I just, there's a couple things
no,
I like.
They're going to kick our ass.
I know, but there's a couple things I like doing because one of my greatest joys is I know... I call 10 Latin guys a week and try to talk to them over the phone. And the mom answers the phone. And then when I ask for where Oswaldo is, they act like he's being held hostage at the house. A little bit confused. Drew, what are you doing?
Marcus wants to play a ranchero game.
Oh, he wants to play Aces Ranchero Mexican Quarter Round.
Have you played that before with us?
No, I haven't.
No good. You don't like that.
We're gonna play that with. We're gonna play it with Alana. But let me just finish what I was saying.
Yes.
Would you please?
Wait, is that chick still on the line?
No,
she's gone. You need to play the part of Oswaldo's mother. Who, when I ask if Oswaldo's there, she says no, he no here, as if someone's holding a gun to his head. And then, later on, where I say, "Can now how's that go?" Let's see.
No. First it's Who?
Who? Yeah, yeah. You need the who, and okay. then the who is a very distressed who. Like you've never heard of your son's name, and then
and who is who are you?
Yes, who?
Is that good?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And the next one is
he's not here.
Is Waldo? Is he here? And you're like, no, you're not here. You have to pretend like someone's holding a gun to you, and it's Waldo's tied up, duct taped to the dinette table.
You got it.
All right, so watch.
Okay.
So this goes. This, every time I call my buddies, well.
Bring.
Bring.
Hola.
Hi. Is Waldo there?
Who?
Is Waldo?
No. Who Waldo? Who are you? Who are you? Your father.
This is Adam. We work.
Your father.
He works. He works with me.
Is this Adam?
Yeah, this is Adam.
Go home.
No, I'm calling from my house.
No.
I just want to know if he's there. I need to talk to him about work tomorrow.
No. Waldo's not here. No, it's not aquí.
Now, let me just tweak it just a little bit. The who has to be almost like a crazed, scared who.
Okay, got it.
Who?
Okay, like someone has a gun to my head.
Yeah.
Who?
And then when I do is Waldo, you do almost panicked and scared. No, you're not here.
And a little how dare you, too.
A little,
who do you think you are?
Yeah, but don't mix too much fruit in the salad,
yeah.
Drew.
Yeah.
She's a good
Mostly
actress,
fear.
Not a great
Mostly
actress.
Fear.
So let's not freak her out. It's fear meets panic. It's really in your mind, as your implicit cue should be somebody holding a gun to his Waldo in the background, shaking their head, saying, like, listen, bitch, if you say he's here, he's going to get a bullet
in
his head, you know?
No, yeah.
All right, you ready?
This is novella style. You got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking, novella style.
Okay, hold on.
Bring.
Wait, I need a moment. Hold
okay,
on.
Take a, okay, take a beat. Take a beat.
All right.
Look at these pictures.
Take a beat. Drew.
Okay.
Drew.
Give her a break. Get your mind
crazy, all right, crazy, but Drew, do you realize you're pointing at a TV set in the studio saying, look at these pictures?
For you. To get your mind, so give
are you guys mind. Watching TV while we're doing this?
Drew, do you
ridiculous.
Understand you're pointing at a TV set and saying into a microphone, look at these pictures on your radio show.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Hi, you and me. Okay. I'm ready, you guys. Ha!
All right. Let's try it. You ready?
Huh. Yeah.
you're like a 9-year-old. All right. Bring.
Hello?
Hi, is this Waldo there?
No!
No. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Who?
Who? The first one is who? The first is... No,
you're on the air.
Oh, God.
The big S word.
I'm sorry.
Lord.
Oh goodness.
Man.
Listen, okay.
That was not a little S bomb. That was like.
Screamed.
I just want to be good,
you guys.
That
was better than anything else that she could possibly do. That was very deep.
Maybe. Well, it was sincere.
Hello?
Let's go to break. Okay. Coach her during the break.
No. I think we got this. The first one is who, and then it's no, he's no here in the panic.
It's like Chris is back in the studio.
Here we go. Okay. Bring.
Hello?
Hi, is this Waldo there?
Who?
Is Waldo?
No?
He's not here.
All
right, that's good.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's solid.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's solid.
God, I had to, like, you know, bring back, like, think of dead babies and say,
wow. And didn't even drop one S-bomb.
No, during that whole exchange.
Alana Eubach here tonight. She's got a little movie out called The Waiting.
Go check it out.
We're going to beat that out during the commercial break,
and
too.
Do Ranchero Countdown.
Ace's Ranchero Accordion Countdown coming up. Do all that after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
All right, this is Adam Carolla and this is Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Where were you guys? You're taking
we're
a dump.
Talking about you.
I was about to do the whole show by
unacceptable.
Myself.
Unacceptable.
Never
unacceptable. Unacceptable.
We have an internal clock that is unyielding.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Well, we must apologize because we're hanging out by the microwave. No, you know, we're talking about Steve-O and whether he was in a blackout state or whatever he was last night when he was wrestling with me. And,
was he wrestling with you on the show?
Yes. Well, wrestling is too kind a word.
I think it was, yeah.
Was he dry humping
now
you?
Now, we got to figure out, Alana, I changed it to Ubach last time, but it was Ubach.
Forever.
But then what do we want to call it?
The Ubach didn't stick, right?
I think you were trying to flirt with me.
Oh,
you said, kid, come on, you can't call it Ubach forever. You got to call it Ubach.
Ubach.
So I never forgot that.
So what do you want to call it
I
now?
I have a crush. Chewbacca. Elena Chewbacca.
What do you want to call it?
Alana Ubach.
I'm going to put a line over this U or I'm not. You want to go U?
Yeah, right, sure,
I put that
you.
Line under it. We got Ubach there. What? Waiting is the name of the movie.
October 7th, it comes out. Go check it out.
Ryan Reynolds, also in that. Andy Milonakis.
Anna Faris, Skylar Stone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know who those people are, but they sound hot.
Anna Faris?
Anna Faris sounds hot. So does Skylar Stone. Skylar Stone. You date a Skylar Stone sight unseen, wouldn't you, Drew?
Yeah.
Skylar Stone. He's that kid from Con.
It's a dude?
He's a dude from Con.
Drew, you know how gay you are now? You said you'd go out with a dude.
He's my boyfriend.
How gay is Drew trying to go out with your boyfriend? Skylar.
Stone Skylar. Hey, Skylar, before we go further.
Hold on a second. Is Skylar a dude name?
No.
It was. I swear. In this case, it is.
But
well, I mean, his name is Joseph Schuyler.
Yeah.
And so there you go. So he went with his middle name. Be like calling myself, Noel Ubach.
That sounds kind of tacky. Are you dating Skylar Stone?
Yeah, we're.
Oh, you're getting it on.
We're.
Yeah. Mom? Okay. Mom, you listening?
All right. Go ahead,
you listening? I took one look at that ass and I thought.
Ranchero music.
Let's take a phone call and then we'll do some Ranchero countdown. Yeah, right. Let's take one call. Let's pretend like we're doing something.
Hey.
Haley?
Yes.
You're 23?
Sure am.
What's up?
I have been having sex with my boyfriend for just barely over a week. We've been together for like 5 months and we just barely started having sex. And every single time we have sex, I bleed.
Had that happened before with you, or is this the first time you've ever had sex?
No, I've had sex before. I've actually got a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Ooh. And did this ever happen to you before?
Never. Never happened before.
Are you on birth control?
I do have an IUD.
All right, well, there you go.
That's it?
That's it.
If that could happen, but...
Yes.
What does drunk driving have anything to do with sex?
Drunk driving?
IUD.
Oh, not DUI.
DUI. Intrauterine device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. She's making a joke.
That's funny.
I've never had a guy be able to hit it or anything.
It has nothing to do with the hitting it. It has very little to do with that. Just that the lining of the uterus is a little less stable when you're on birth control, when you have hormones, when you have an IUD.
Where does that go? Does it go to a place you can't get to it?
You can get to the string and stuff, the wire hanging out.
Oh, really?
But, you maybe not. But the...
well, if I rolled my sleeve up.
Yeah. Yes. But the fact is that when there's stimulation and pelvic congestion, you can bleed normally. And just when there's a little less stability to the uterine lining, of course you bleed.
Right. All right. Haley, you got it?
Okay. Sounds good. But is there any chance that it's him that's bleeding, not me?
No.
Because it's only like a couple of drops of blood.
It's you. The one thing I would be...
He's not bleeding. Yeah, what do you think? His balls are bleeding?
Does he have a penis earring?
The only thing you need to concern yourself...
when he comes. I mean... I was wondering if maybe there's something that's wrong with him. I'm not sure.
It's an interesting question.
I'm hoping it wasn't me.
No. With you, it would be normal.
Okay.
You expect that with what you're dealing with. And the only thing you need to concern yourself with is if you are exposed to an infection, it does suggest a slightly more open route to the higher genital tract and
the bleeding.
Infection that way.
All right. Now it's time to play Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Have you ever played that before?
No!
I've not played it on this show.
That is so exciting.
It's exciting. The ranchero music, the backbone of ranchero music is the accordion.
It's
ubiquitous.
The essence.
It's the essence of ranchero music. And we take a random ranchero song. We cue it up randomly. It could be the middle, could be the beginning, could be the end. Which random song we've not heard before, randomly in the middle of the song. How long? When we hit play, before we hear an accordion.
And give Alana a little background on your relationship with ranchero.
Well, I work around a lot of ranchero music when you swing a hammer in the valleys.
That's so hot.
I
thought you were Persian.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm Mexican. Full-blooded.
Really?
Full-blooded.
Habla español?
Mm-hmm.
Un
poquito. I get by. So the point is now, Drew, you can go first.
Okay.
If you want.
4 seconds.
4 seconds, you say.
Bold, bold statement, yes.
4 seconds. Alana?
Yes. Three seconds.
Wait, I go immediate?
Right. You got a good. You're in a good position now.
It's tough, yeah. Or I could go high. I could go with 5 seconds.
You could just go two or five, and your question is, which is it? I think I'd go two.
You would go two?
I'd go two.
I'm going five.
There you go.
I'm going five. All right, now we're gonna count it down.
Because I want you to lose.
Marcus, you're primed. You ready?
I'm so nervous.
All right, Drew, you're watching the clock because this comes down to tenths of a second. 3, 2, 1, go.
Uh-oh. I hate this one, too. Oh, this is that anomaly one. Oh, there it is. Nine seconds.
Well, you were closest to it.
No, wait a minute. Please pot it up. He's going to town. Yeah. Yeah, bring it up.
Come on. Let's hear it. Come on, Marco.
Bring it up, buddy. Yeah. 9 seconds.
That's a record.
Loco tieno, que lo vací. Okay. Un pedocito de ligero por el mar y va nevando.
Marcus, turn it up. Would you ever yell your fifth time?
Y cuando vio sobre flotando.
Yeah, go, girl.
Un pedocito de pan. Y va con el instante, pero su mamá dijo, no. No comas, hijo. No comas, hijo. Mira que pescar te van.
One more verse.
Así, arre que llegando el caminito. Así, mi chú.
Yeah.
Okay. Ay,
yeah. That is so much better than the time we played it with Noel Gallagher.
Oh, yeah. I've been taking lessons.
So much better. Yeah,
now
wow.
Your mom will be proud.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
I hope your mom's listening.
Oh, I hope so, too. She'd be so proud.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to lessons in Echo Park.
Listen, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you're going to walk out of the studio with a recording contract.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm not saying, don't lie.
Somewhere there's a Ranchero music mogul.
He'll be at the gate.
Driving his custom van right now, listening to Alana sing and saying this is...
Wouldn't that be so hard if Julio Iglesias decided to now become like a producer and then he's just outside just ready to grab me.
With the big white tiger and the woman with the crazy leather...
What?
On the side of his van?
Oh, yeah. No, it's in rainbow tape. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's an ink and God. Yeah. She's going to sacrifice.
But the white tiger is always there.
No. That the snow leopard, that's another van.
Oh, okay.
That's another van. This is a different
that's
one.
His
this,
inner
is,
animal.
This is the Incan god going to throw the chick in the
brass
bikini into the volcano.
Got it, right.
It's a different van.
Oh my God. Is this what happened to Celine Dion? Was she on Love Line?
This is how she got started. Discovered, yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Everyone knows that.
Daniel?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Daniel?
Danny?
16, there he is.
16, what's up?
It's adorable.
Hello?
Are you shy?
Hi, Daniel.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I've randomly jacked.
Randomly jacked.
There's people yelling in the background. But if you want to know why 6-year-old guys have difficulty getting laid, they have a hard. Like, here's the deal. You need a little bit of a ramp. You got to put together a sentence or two.
Yeah, you got to be able to communicate. Yeah.
You can't just be standing there with a pizza face going, huh? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Women like
that. That's why the 6-year-old chicks are going out with the 19-year-old dudes because 6-year-old dudes just that they don't.
Can't
form a sentence.
Yeah.
Now, this guy's making a bogus phone call and has his buddies distracting him in the background.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a noble effort, Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an awesome. I mean, look, I've heard a lot of bogus phone calls in my 11 years here on the program. This is amongst the best.
This isn't even bogus.
Oh, it's not.
Well, what's the question? Turn your radio off for one thing, and then tell us quickly. Oh boy, I'm asking for a lot there.
Yeah,
tell us what the problem is.
Okay, I don't even have an erection, and then stuff just comes out.
Are you on medication?
No.
Really? Are you doing drugs?
My inhaler.
You know, I have heard of some funny stuff happening from inhalers.
What the hell is going on in the background?
The radio.
Is that the radio?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Daniel, is your radio on in the background?
No, people are talking.
Who's talking?
Some retard, my friend.
Yeah, see, this is bogus.
Yeah.
It's bogus. Yeah. Daniel, here's the thing, Stoner.
There's a convention on this.
Could you please put a little effort into the call? For the love of Christ. Like, look, I like a bogus call. I had a TV show where all we did was bogus phone calls, but we prepared, we worked out the beats, people had questions, we had answers. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I had people at the YMCA convinced I had conjoined twins that needed swimming lessons. They asked a couple of questions, I gave them some answers, and we moved forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't go like, huh, huh. What are their names?
What are their names? What are their names?
What are their names?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. Daniel.
What?
It's pathetic. This is a pathetic attempt.
It's not my fault I was born this way.
What do you say?
It's not my fault I was born this way, retarded.
Okay, now he's scatting.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel, look, here's the deal. Do me a favor. Drop out of high school and go to junior college now. Because I'm going to do the math with Daniel. You're going to spend 7 years in junior college. Get started now.
Right, get it over with.
Well, get 2 years under your belt instead of wasting another 2 years in high school.
Yeah, get it over
16,
with.
Yeah. And then spend five. It'd be like
wise.
Just spending 5 years.
Very wise.
Get out when he's 23, either way, any way slices it.
Good times,
yeah?
Good times.
Huh. Oh, guys are such J.O.s, you know?
Yeah.
Really I was terrible I tried to go to Cerritos College, you know, Cerritos Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't find a parking space.
Junior college, not
junior
community.
Junior.
It's an offense to the community.
Is it really?
Well, here's the thing.
To say communities.
It's an attack on communities because community has a positive connotation to it. You know, community policing. He's a leader in the community.
Then to
soil it with the word college, community college, makes
especially
makes
there's a much wrong. More vivid alternative.
Junior college. And believe me, junior college is being kind. You know what I mean? Like if you said, well, the Boxster, that's a junior Porsche. Yeah. You know, that's not what college is. That's not what junior college is to four-year college.
To junior.
I think so, yeah. Well, so what happened? You couldn't get in? You couldn't find a place to park?
I couldn't find a parking space, so I just left. I dropped out. Too many people there, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, you're smart and you're talented. You don't belong in junior college.
Thanks, little chicken.
As I say, junior, that's just three juniors in front of the college. That's all. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a little break. Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
Mike.
There, yeah. Mike took Viagra for erectile difficulties and didn't work. Wants to know about alternatives.
Hey, and read that iPod thing, Rookie Alarm, before we go to break. What's in front of you there?
Absolutely.
Read it like your mom would read it, though.
Well, I want to tell you about this iPod Nano.
Oh, no. Well, wait a minute.
Is it Jewish?
Yeah, read it like your dad would read it.
Let me tell you something about this iPod Nano. Tonight, and each night this week, we will be giving away a brand new iPod Nano. And all you have to do is listen for Death Cab for Cutie, Soul Miss Body. Play, baby. Uh-huh.
There it is.
That's what it sounds like. It's a nice cunt. It's a nice song. In our bumper music, see? The bumper music is the music you hear when we come back from a commercial break. Be the first person to get through and say, iPod Nano, to the Love Life screener, and you will win. You will also receive a gift certificate from iTunes for 10, vamos, see? 10 free downloads. You must be 18 years or older. Don't you lie either.
All right.
We know if you're young.
All right.
What do you have there?
Also, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Alana's going to read her IMDb credits.
I am?
As her father. I've just decided this is how it should go from
legally blonde.
This point on. Yeah. Now, remember, who did we have in here from?
We had Seth Green doing
Seth
his
Green
Chris.
From Family Guy yeah. reading
Seth
his.
Seth Green has worked nonstop since he began in the business.
Was that him?
Yeah.
That's him reading his bio as his character from The Family Guy.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we may have Alana do that, too. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Loveline. Be right back in a minute.
Thank you.
buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Alana Eubach is here tonight.
Hello.
She is a delight.
Thank you.
And beautiful.
Oh, mijito. Gracias.
Easy.
You're not so bad yourself.
Easy on the eyes.
Easy on the eyes.
And I'll bet a polecat in bed.
Ay, mijito. It's a little bit of alpha hydroxy and a little bit of practice on Skylar Stone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's good in there, boy.
He makes me glow.
She's got energy, boy. I'll tell you what.
Passion.
She's not going to back down.
Passion.
She's a passionate, passionate woman.
I've had my moments.
She's got too much pride not to be great in the sack. You know those people? You know, there's people that don't mind failure, and there's people that don't mind being bad at things. I work with many of those people.
Oh, I'm hot. It's like humping an elf.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah.
An elf.
Like
imagine.
Midget wrestling.
Yeah, she's tight. She's a spinner. Yeah. No, but this is an interesting concept. This is an interesting concept, which is there's a lot of people that just sort of refuse to do poorly no matter what they do.
Right.
And if they get into a pickup basketball game, they can't help but go 100%.
Well, there's a couple versions of that. There's people that need to win. And the people,
I don't like that guy.
That's a different guy. And the people that need to be perfect. That's what you're talking about.
I don't like that guy either.
But you were talking more about the people that need to be perfect. They need to do a good job.
Being perfect is sort of a negative connotation.
No, that's the worst version of what you're talking about.
There's a third sort of cousin of those two, which when you're talking about doing anything, they need to understand it, they need to be good at it, and they need to show up. And they don't want anyone saying, you know what, wasn't really too hot at
but
this.
But see, what you're missing, because you're evidently not that kind of person,
they're
doing that for you. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? That's what motivates that. It's a need to be good in the eyes of other people.
People pleasers.
And that's perfectionism. That's the extreme version of that.
But I have a lot of that in me. I don't like showing up and screwing things up or not catching on or being the guy
holding
things back.
You've got a slightly different version. You don't want people to notice you.
I would like people to stop looking at me.
Right.
I'm just saying, Alana, too much pride to suck in the sack.
She's going to do it.
Too much pride.
I've got a penis for days.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm trying to figure that one out.
All right, let's just keep moving forward, Drew.
All right, Tuck.
Just look forward, Drew. Keep talking.
Yes, don't worry.
Mike?
It's freaking me out.
23?
Adam.
Corolla.
Yeah, it's Adam. Alana, we're trying to replace the pool game the kids play, Marco Polo.
Oh, it's
with Adam Carolla.
Oh, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, you narcissist. Right. Of course you are. Right.
Here's what it would sound
like. She loves that, though.
Here's what it would sound like in a public pool. Go ahead.
Adam.
No.
Am I doing Marco?
No. Alana, what would it sound like in a public pool?
Adam Carolla.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Mike?
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah.
What's up there, buddy?
Can we do different pools?
Yes, of course.
We can do the public pool. This is the above ground pool. Adam, you Carolla. See, that's the above ground.
Right. Good. Excellent.
Go ahead, Mike.
Banjo in the background for that.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. I sort of have ED. I don't know if it'd be classified as ED, but I can't get.
You have trouble sustaining an erection or having an erection?
Sort of having a full one. It's sort of, the best way I could describe it is it's sort of broken at the base of the penis where it's like, I'm still able to have intercourse, but it's still not fully.
Flopping around. Like a Christmas tree without a stand.
Well, now, wait a minute here. It's that it falls forward or falls towards Mecca down, but it gets fully tumescent, fully firm.
Besides the base, it does, but the base remains flaccid.
Oh, really?
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And are you on medication?
Currently I'm on, Butrin and Prozac, but this has happened my whole life, and I haven't been on those meds my whole life.
Really?
Maybe he needs like a schlong corset. You know what I mean?
A schlongset?
A schlongset.
Yeah.
It's got a wonderful schlongslit.
Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're on some meds that could definitely do things, but you've been on them for a while.
And he said he had this long before he went on the meds. This is really an unusual thing. And what have you tried about it?
They gave me Viagra, like samples of it.
Right.
And that didn't change it at all.
How much did you take?
I don't even know. It was a while ago. I mean, it seemed to, I lasted longer.
Prolonged it, right.
Mm-hmm.
But as well, I would certainly, there are three different medicines that help with that.
Sounds like you need to go to a urologist.
Yeah, definitely. It really sounds like there's something.
It seems weird that blood is getting in and not filling that area. Part.
Right. Yeah. Well, there may be a scar or something there.
Something's going on down there.
Yeah, you can certainly try the different Viagra type medicines. Viagra, you want to take up to 100 milligrams, Cialis 20,
Mike,
and Levitra 10 or 20.
Yeah.
Mike, do you have a lot of penis or just average?
No, sad to say no.
Just average.
Bad times, yeah.
Yeah, because once in a while, a guy has a huge schlong becomes unwieldy.
Right, can't fill.
Yeah, well, and when it does, its weight becomes too great for its base.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And floppy just, poppy.
Yeah.
That's what Elena calls it.
There's structural problems. Yeah.
Floppy poppy.
Yeah. Usually.
Needs a schlong sit.
You know, the thing that's.
Floppy poppy.
The thing that's weird is when you see that in porn every once in a while, the way the guy brings that back to life is he sort of smacks it on an ass or coffee table or something, and it sort of activates it. It's like those glow sticks.
Cold pack.
Snaps it, and all of a sudden it gets going. It's a weird thing. It's like, I can't get going. I need like a coffee table or some ass or something. I got to whack this thing. Just two or three shakes with this baby, and it's back in action again. I don't know if it's a certain like flogging or waking up process, but yeah, it's like you do like what you do with a flare. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Alana Eubach is here tonight.
Oh, hello.
She is a sweet, sweet little chalupa. she's a wonderful little churro.
Churritos.
She's a churrito.
I see.
She's so, like sugary and a little cinnamony.
Malicious and delicious.
And a little greasy, too. Yeah, that's all right. Helps it go down. Nothing wrong with that. Alana's in a little movie called Waiting with Ryan Reynolds and Annie Milonakis and
Louis Guzman, Anna Faris, Skylar Stone, and Dane Cook.
Where'd you guys film?
Hey, I like to bang that Skylar Stone. Okay, that's a hot,
sight
unseen. Sight unseen, I would be on top of that chick up there right now.
She's a babe.
She sounds smoking.
I do a lot.
Tight.
Where'd you film it?
We filmed in New Orleans, right outside of the French Quarter, like 20 minutes, I don't know, east, west, north, south of the French Quarter.
Does that exist anymore?
I think it's still standing.
Was it a restaurant or something?
It used to be a Bennigan's. It closed down, and then we decided, you know, they went in there and made it the location. So
it's hijinks at a restaurant. I got to tell you, people that do these things for businesses, like have these chains of, you know, restaurants or something, I couldn't imagine. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
No,
I'm not talking about the guys, sexually addicted people that manage
the
places.
That swoops
no,
in.
I'm just talking about the guy who says, I'm going to do this for a living. I'm going to get this place of business.
Yeah.
I'm going to put 500 grand worth of equipment in the kitchen. There's going to be all sorts of inspectors. I'm going to have a guy poking around. He's going to put a thermometer in the mayo. And if it's a degree warmer, I'm going to get a C in the thing. And there's going to be people coming and going and quitting and sending food back and everything. And this whole platter of ribs is going to be $9.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Restaurant's a tough business.
I mean, I would be like, okay, look, by the time I'm done rebuilding this place and buying all the commercial grade equipment and hiring and staffing up and insurance and stuff, that burger's going to be $249, please. Right. And I'm breaking even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
hear you.
I just couldn't. I know there's certain cases where, oh, the bar makes a ton of money or whatever, but I couldn't imagine doing it. And the turnover.
Staff.
I mean, the hostesses,
and
the waiters.
Oh, the lawsuits and the sexual harassment cases.
People are suing. People want this. People are faking injuries and slipping in the kitchen. You got an illegal guy over here. The INS is coming over. The health inspector. And I couldn't imagine doing it.
It seems like it's sort of an impulse to try to recreate a high school, and, you know what I mean? Like a group, you know what I mean? Sort of a fraternity or
something.
People
do it all the time.
Isn't that sort of what the impulse
is? I'll tell you what it is. I knew a guy who's dead now who died of hep C, who was gay, who owned a trendy restaurant on the west side. It was called Muse. It was on Beverly. And
it's still there, isn't it?
I think it's something else now. But I used to work on the guy's house. I used to work on his restaurant. The guy's name was Ron Braun. And he was a cool guy and everything. And that restaurant was his little Vegas. You know, he was Dan Tana.
Right.
When he showed up, all heads turned. He was a celebrity in his own place. Celebrities would come and eat there.
I think that's some of what that impulse
too,
is for some
but
people.
You walk in and all eyes are on you, and you're the biggest celebrity in your restaurant. It's your restaurant, and I don't care if Tom Cruise is there. It's you. Mm-hmm. And I think, and he dug it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could tell he really enjoyed being the guy who got this whole thing off the ground.
Yeah.
So I think there's that, but when you're talking about TGI Fridays and you're just...
Oh, yeah, there's always a leader there. There's always a leader there. There's always guys,
if he's got a clip on time.
If you live in Birmingham, Alabama or something, that's your phrase thinking of is that thing. All right.
Sure. Adriana, I think I stepped on Alana saying C-blocking, by the way, which I'm not sure we're allowed to say.
No, I didn't say that. I said clock blocking. People go in, earlier so they can get paid, earlier.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus! What? Oh, I'm just terrible. I'm the worst. Oh, you idiot, Alana. But I'll tell you something. Clock one thing blocking. About this movie... clock!
Yeah, I was
in that with Parker Posey.
Clock blocking. Yeah, it was...
Clock watches.
Clock blocking is when one guy wants to punch in,
and the guy blocks
and another guy just throws his body in front of the time clock. It's clock blocking. That's a 15-yarder, my friend.
You are not clocking at a 5.
Oh, wait, listen. Tonight and every night. Tonight it's Death Cab for Cutie. The song is Soul Meets Body. I'll give you a hint. Listen carefully. Soon, in our bumper music, coming back out of commercial, you hear that song, you call in and be the first person to get through who's over 18 years of age and say...
And say what? What do I say? iPod Nano.
There you go. Say it just like that. And you'll also receive a gift certificate from iTunes for 10 downloads.
Say clock block.
Clock block.
Next caller!
Clock block.
All right. Adriana?
Hello?
Clock blocking.
Hello?
Yeah, you're 22. What's up?
I've listened to the show for a long time, and it's the first time for me to call in.
Thank you.
I am 22. I go to college. I'm a senior at school. I'm graduating in May. Mm-hmm. And before you even ask, because that's always your first question, I was sexually molested when I was 2 and off and on throughout my adolescence by my grandfather.
Fantastic.
Right.
What's the question?
That is an issue because you always ask.
So that would, it would put you at risk for addictions and personality problems.
That's exactly why I'm calling because my addiction's a little weird. Like, I'm an extreme overachiever, like valedictorian, scholarship.
Really?
Yeah, that can happen.
Pre-med, I got accepted to medical school my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, I'm not bragging. I just am very accomplished.
No, some people essentially take whatever abuse they had in the past and it supercharges
them. Rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah.
They become like Madonna.
Or Oprah.
That's right. That's who that is.
Basically, somebody gets hold of Oprah, does a little diddling on Oprah, and pow, you have a dynamo adult. Oh, you want to kill yourself, you have to work with them, but they can never stop working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And that's Adriana.
I started cutting myself when I started getting into high school. And it's, like, weird because I'm always in, like, leadership roles. And I'm always used as a role model, like, even in high school. I was, like, a dare role model to the elementary school students, like.
Yeah, well, where are you going to school now?
I go to Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm. All right, go Aggies.
Howdy.
Howdy. There you go. Gig'em.
Yeah. I don't know what gig'em means, either, but let me tell you this. We did Texas A&M.
Yes, you and I.
Yeah, we did a little college lecture there.
Texas A&M.
Yeah, do you remember what the punchline of that experience was?
I just remember that if you go out on stage in front of 3,000 kids at Texas A&M and you go, howdy, 3,000 people in unison go, howdy!
They go, howdy!
A wall of howdy hits you back.
Oh, in unison. It's crazy.
In unison.
That's great.
The other one we hit, the other one we hit that was like that was when you go to Ohio State and go, O-H.
Oh,
remember that one?
Yeah.
The whole room goes, like this. It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, they love it. Yeah.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the deal, Adriana. So you've got some serious stuff going on. And all that, sort of, you're sort of in, one of the ways to sort of conceptualize what you're dealing with is we call a running phase of post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. Where you're hyperachieving, you're harried, and you're just constantly running. And you basically overload your system's ability to regulate, and you fall back in these more primitive means, such as using substances, cutting, probably acting out sexually as a way of sort of managing all this.
Ooh.
Yes?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have been in therapy for 2 years.
Good. Okay. Just stay with it. Stay with it.
Yeah, I have a psychiatrist and a psychologist, like my therapist. And, like, I see her weekly, but the thing that's kind of frustrating me now about it is, like, I was a cutter in high school, and then I stopped, and then I picked up. It's weird. It's like as soon as I drop some bad behavior, I pick
find
up
another one. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like,
right. To say it's a bid. It's what we call a bid for regulation.
Mm.
I would
attempting to regulate.
Trying to regulate by primitive means because you don't have any other resources that you're available to you.
Yeah,
and you really, in my experience, if you want to, these are as you mentioned, you called them addictions, and I imagine there's some substances involved with this too. Why not avail yourself of a 12-step program? Because that, I mean, it sounds like a platitude. These are not sort of. Hey, why don't you eat right and exercise more? This is a treatment process. If you really throw yourself into, does add something to what you're doing already. And I wouldn't know what medicine she was on.
All right.
What meds, Adriana?
I'm actually, I've been on Effexor for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I was on Prozac, but I had a bad reaction to it.
Are you on a mood stabilizer or just an antidepressant?
I'm sorry?
Are you on a mood stabilizer or just an antidepressant?
I don't know. I think Effexor. I'm not sure. I think
Are you just on Effexor?
Yeah, I'm on Effexor. Okay. I'm on 300 milligrams.
All right, good. That's a big dose, too.
All right.
That's a big dose.
That's a big dose?
That's all right. I mean, she's got a lot of heavy biology she's fighting.
Oh, man.
Good. 12-step. There you go.
Let me ask you something with the Adrianas of the world.
Mm.
They can get good and functional, and they can be super successful in life. Man, they can make millions of dollars.
That's
what I'm saying. You know, Oprah's been engaged for 118 years.
Relationship is
not tied the knot at 55.
Goes sour.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the Madonnas, although she's managed to sort of hang on.
My speculation.
Manic depressive.
Lots of treatment.
Lots of treatment.
If you've seen her progress, you notice this is a different person
now.
Yeah, right.
Kabbalanized
or whatever. She's sort of involved in something that's working for her.
Yeah.
Wild.
I think being out of the house a lot's good too, and having that guy on a different coast is good. Or you know what's good for a relationship? Living in a manor.
Right.
People
a wing.
People don't realize that when you live on top of somebody, I mean, all the relationships I had where I had that small one bedroom apartment and, you know, doubled down on the futon and we lived, you know, I lived in some bachelor pad size apartments or some singles, you know what I mean? Like didn't have a bedroom, just a one room with a little kitchen. It don't take long to start arguing when you guys are locked in a broom closet together, essentially trying to live your life.
Right.
It is nice when you got a little space. Mm-hmm. Somebody can go upstairs and watch TV and the other person go down in the den and read a book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Read a book means beat off 8 times, by the way. But you know what I'm saying.
I knew what you meant.
I'm saying is I swear that some of these relationships work because they got 25,000 square feet and somebody can just go upstairs and sit in their four-post bed over there and read something and someone else can go down to the stables and do a little riding.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, Drew, seriously, you got 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife say she's a delight. But she got a motor in her too. Mm-hmm. Imagine, and you're a man of passion.
Drag energy.
Imagine the 5 of you living in like a one bedroom.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Right, or the maybe stress, the whatever.
You can imagine a mother-in-law or something needs to come into that too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You got a little two-bedroom over in Van Nuys. The kids are all in one bedroom.
Yeah.
And now the mother-in-law
is in the living room.
Yeah, she's now on the Murphy bed in the living room. You guys can't find a little space to get a little coitus in. The kids are constantly fighting. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh my goodness, yes.
You walk in the front door, and then when you open the front door, you see everybody who's in your house.
Wow.
There's nobody that's out of view. Mm-hmm.
That'd make a great reality show, wouldn't it?
Mother-in-law, that is the reality of 90% of the people that live on this planet, maybe 95%. Yeah,
sure. We only got out of a house that size like 5 years ago. I mean, we had that little place we were in.
Drew had a little place. Kid's naked.
Like naked. Two or one.
Nude. Naked as Jaybirds.
His first
running
time
around,
he came over
uncomfortable.
With his, first time he came over to my house for dinner with his wife-to-be, my kids threw off their clothes and started jumping off the sort of architectural...
Oh,
appointments.
That's so cute. That's very decent. That's adorable.
Uncomfortable.
There were one, and I was like, oh, I can't look. Oh,
I'm sorry. I do not delight at prepubescent genitalia. Yeah. You understand?
You were born with a little baseball cap on, shirt.
I just, I'm sorry. I do not like to look at 2-year-old genitalia, Drew. That's me. That's just me.
Let's play a little Germany or Florida.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
You're 26?
That's right.
Are you ready to play a little Germany or Florida?
Let's get it on. All right, Germany or Florida. Two lawyers have asked the government to place the Bible on the national not-for-children list because it is too violent. In a statement to the government, they claim it preaches genocide, racism, enmity towards Jews, gruesome executions for adulterers and homosexuals, the murder of one's own children, and many other perversities. The article continues. In these days of political panic and pandering over violence in the media, it's difficult to know whether these lawyers are serious or just trying to make a point. Germany or Florida?
Mm.
That is a good one.
Well, it's tough because on one hand, it smacks of those pussies over at the ACLU.
Yes.
And on the other hand...
When you use a word like perversity, immediately I think German.
I think German, although I thought those people were for genocide. I didn't know they were against genocide.
But just these ones making a point.
Well, there's a handful of Germans that aren't pro-genocide? Pro-genocide? Because they're really, they're folks that have a rich, rich history and a love of genocide. So it's tough when you hear about some of them speaking out against it.
It sounds so Florida, American, the kind of BS, proving a point kind of stuff. I don't think other countries waste their resources on that kind of thing.
Definitely Florida.
Decent point.
She's convinced me.
Alana's going to Florida?
Drew? I'm on the fence, though. I'm really...
You really? You're going to Florida? I'm going Germany just to mix it up a little bit. Yeah. Dan, is it Germany or Florida?
Ace, you're right. Germany.
Yes! Hell yeah!
Well done.
Right. Thank you.
Man.
Wow.
Isn't Scientology illegal in Germany?
Illegal.
I have heard a few things like that. Yeah,
interesting.
Sorry, I got a head rush.
How did Scientology come into the mix here?
I was just saying that Germany, they mean business.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to religion and cults
and weird stuff,
they draw the lines and they make the rules and
they're precise people. Yeah,
slow talkers.
Yeah, slow talkers. But they can build an oven over there. I'll tell you what, boy, they know how to build. Yeah, high quality over there in Germany.
They make Vikings.
Yeah. The Krupps makes lots of stuff over there. Yeah. Well, I'm saying, I know people. It's in poor taste to make fun of the Germans for trying to exterminate a race of people. Yeah, because it was thousands of years ago.
Oh no! Wait a minute.
Yeah, thanks. No one's. Come on, forgive and forget. 6 million Jews, 20 million Russians. Just move forward. Can we just check that one off and move forward? Let's just move forward. Yeah, they're good people. They're great folks.
Oh,
awesome. Awesome folks. Jessica?
Yeah?
Yeah. What's up there, baby doll? 20?
Oh, okay. So when I was younger, like sixth grade around, I started having like severe anxiety problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where I couldn't go to school out of fear, just like being in a room with other people. But you know, at that age, you're not really familiar with it, and I didn't know what it was. And
I would, if I were evaluating that, my highest suspicion would be that that was a depression.
It was what?
That anxiety was depression.
Yeah, an agitated depression, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it actually progressed into that. It went through junior high. It was pretty bad. And then around my sophomore year in high school, I was like, okay, there's definitely something wrong.
Well, how did it manifest itself? You had anxiety attacks?
Yeah, I started having anxiety attacks. I started cutting, I believe, my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And,
again, bid for regulation. Overwhelmed, can't regulate.
They call me old-fashioned, but, you know, back in my day, cutting just meant missing class and going to the reservoir. That would be cutting.
Also
cutting
meant
class.
Something to do with flatulence and your...
Cutting and a fart,
your,
and cutting
your
a class.
Circle, sure.
Well, back in Drew's day, would cut a rug. 22 Skidoo.
Cutting cheese.
You guys are so fast, I can't keep up with you.
Raccoon coat. Pull up the Stutz bear cat. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Jessica. And everyone's just cutting on themselves. I seriously mean, when I was in high school, if someone said, this person's a cutter, you'd be like, cutting class? Yeah, cutting farts? Like, what do you mean, cutter? Then you're not like, did people, hold on a second. Let me say something. When did people start cutting? Did they always cut? And if they did cut, who knew about it? And what was done? And here's what I'm saying. Did it become an acceptable behavior that we gave a title to, and now it sort of became a disease, and now we treated it as such, or there are more effed up people now than there were
more
20 years ago?
No, more abuse survivors, and it's really as abuse survivors that tend in this direction. Cutting's been around forever. Mm-hmm. It's just a human impulse, but you know, I used to see it only behind the walls of a psychiatric hospital. Now it's sort of de rigueur. It's everywhere. It's all kids do this.
Right.
But more trauma survivors out there, and therefore more cutters, I think.
What does my sister say? That what she recommends for cutters is to hold ice. Like, that helps. For, I don't know. She's a psychotherapist.
Interesting.
She's
really?
Holding ice really takes away that urge.
It gives them that tension.
What would your dad say about it?
Holding ice. Yellow, as we say. Really takes away that urge.
Yellow.
What were
don't
we
cut about? Yourself.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, were you abused? Did she say she was abused?
I don't think so.
This, by the way, is not that syndrome, I don't think. This is just, I think this is severe depression and just, again...
Yeah, I would agree. It, between my... When junior year started until about my first year of college, a lot of stuff happened. I was raped. I found out my dad was cheating on my mother. And my mother's...
I also hear eating disorder. I just hear eating disorder.
Eating disorder, Jessica?
You guys are geniuses.
Yeah. I can hear
I
it
I actually
on.
Replaced cutting with bulimia.
This is the crazy hyperachieving over intrusive family stuff. Are you in Newport or something?
Orange County.
Yeah. Was your dad an attorney, a professional?
Computer programmer.
Mm-hmm. So do your parents put a lot of pressure on you to be perfect?
You know, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't.
But we were a very cold family until I came out with all this. It was all very hush hush. Until, my senior year, I had a suicide attempt, which is really more a cry for attention, like, hey, I need help.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, by the way, you know, as of last night, I don't like the cry for help anymore. I like to replace that with Yelp for help.
Yelp for help. Okay.
It's kind of cute, makes it nice, you know. So it's like, it wasn't really a suicide attempt. It was just a Yelp for help.
Okay.
It's got a little Dr. Seuss kind of vibe to it. And just in general, makes a bad situation a little bit better. Yeah, you do that thing where you're like, I have a 16-year-old daughter. She cut herself and went into a bathtub. We think it was a Yelp for help. Mm-hmm. And then the other person goes, oh, all right. Well, what did Hop on Pop think? All right. So you had a Yelp for help.
Yeah.
What are you on now? Are you on medication or anything?
Well, that's the thing. I've been on several different medications, and they all just make me very disassociated, very cold.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you need them adjusted.
Yeah, I've been on, Celexa and Zoloft, Paxil, and then my last regimen was Prozac, lithium, Lamictal, and Risperdal.
So you're bipolar. You're diagnosed bipolar.
Yeah, I'm diagnosed bipolar. But the thing is, like, I read up a lot on it just because all the meds.
Hold on a second, Jessica. Let me just jump in here.
Okay.
Boy, for
this pops scrolling now.
Well, I was thinking to myself, maybe this Tom Cruise has a point. You know, I mean, here's the thing. You've tried every med in the book.
No, she's on a very aggressive but reasonable combination, and she's better.
Well,
actually,
she's
I
not calling to tell us how much better she is,
she's
though.
Better. She's better.
Are you not cutting anymore?
Like, you can tell she's better just because you can feel it. I mean, you can feel she's not cutting. You feel her moves are relatively stable. She doesn't sound.
Yes, you don't sound like you're spinning out of control. Right. But on the other hand, it's sad. All right, let me talk to everyone. It's sad to see young people sort of becoming doctors and go ahead and you know, here's the thing. People used to talk about a stigma. Mm-hmm. Like when people find out you're at the therapist, then mm-hmm. kids make fun of you. They mm-hmm. call you crazy, become stigmatized. And you would worry about society creating a stigma. People are creating a stigma within their own skeleton now. Mm. Like they're walking around feeling like I'm broken, I'm nuts, I'm on all these meds, I have this diagnosis, I have that diagnosis. And now they're just sort of doing it to themselves in a weird way. Forget about society. I'm not saying that she doesn't have problems, and not saying she doesn't need to be realistic about it, but to walk around all day is your sort of mantra of I'm bipolar, I need help, this and that. Maybe that's not the greatest approach. Maybe take the meds like somebody takes a multivitamin every morning and then get on with life. Start doing some push-ups, do a little dance, and take a jog.
Which is the important.
Find a job.
Don't feel chronically impaired. Or disabled.
I think we're giving people that option now, and I think a lot of them are latching on to it.
Could be.
Well, there's definitely more of that going on than it seemed used to be. Jessica?
Yeah.
All right, so here's my thing. You have a problem, and you're taking care of it, and now let's move forward. Well, take care of it, but that doesn't become who you are.
Thing is what?
Yeah, I got off the meds. Ooh. I haven't been on them for about 6 months.
Okay.
And because, like you guys are saying, like, I don't want to diagnose myself bipolar and just, like, kind of give into it. You know, like, oh, it's okay that I'm this way because I'm bipolar.
Right.
So okay. I got off the meds, and I've just been, you know, up and down. And I was wondering if I should just get back on the meds.
Yes, you should be on something. You should be taking the advice of somebody you trust who's well-trained. And clearly you should be in some sort of long-term therapy.
Yeah. All right. So go do that. And the part that I was talking about is not don't take your meds. Take your meds like somebody pops an aspirin in the morning and then go about your way.
Right.
Yeah. I don't walk around all day thinking about the multivitamin.
Don't
I
have
took.
That be your identity.
Right. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. People, here's what's going on.
Treat it like a religion.
Here's what's going on. Yes. Your religion becomes your identity sometimes. Your affliction becomes your identity. Mm-hmm. The color of your skin becomes your identity. Everything. So for some people, your job becomes, for your team becomes your identity. Stop with everything becoming your identity, mm-hmm. please. Or have more than one.
Okay. Right.
Please. I, the fact that you're a Yankees fan, that can't be it.
Right.
You got to have a couple. Would you please? Everyone's so one-dimensional, so like, I'm this fan, I'm that guy, I'm into this, I'm extreme this, I get tats, that's my identity, I get aggressive piercings, that's my identity. Whatever it is, don't just have one of those things. Be a Renaissance person. Be a collage of many great things and keep them to your goddamn self, please.
Be
please.
A Renaissance man. That's a please. Great movie, rent it.
Just be a collage of many things and then shut the F up about
Decoupage. It. Decoupage. That's the new cold arms.
Decoupage and shut the F up. Those are the two things everyone needs
blocking.
To work on.
No clock blocking.
Do not block my clock, USOB. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Love line. We'll be right back.
It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew's on the computer.
I'm Dr. Drew.
That's Dr. Drew to my left. Alana Eubach is here tonight.
Hi.
She's got herself a little movie out. Well, it's not out yet.
Waiting. It comes out. Yeah. Well, it comes out October 7th. Check it out.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds in it. Annie Milonakis. Hot Skylar Stone.
Justin Long. Caitlin Doubleday.
Caitlin Doubleday.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a great last name.
Justin Long, Caitlin Doubleday. These
I like
are
to double her
names.
Day. Oh, yeah.
Caitlin Doubleday, huh?
I liked a Caitlin, her Doubleday.
Yeah, no, she sounds hot.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Alana's going.
I liked a Caitlin, her Doubleday. Just know saying. What I'm talking
just
about.
Just saying.
I'll tell you something about Alana. She is the sun. She doesn't care who she burns.
Fluid.
You know what I mean?
Fluid.
She goes. I mean, she beams, you know? I think she could find love with a woman, a man, a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She
polar
could
bear.
Find love.
And I love myself a good midget every once in a while.
And a good midget, and speaking of loving herself. As a woman of passion, Drew, imagine taking your passion and ramming it into a vagina. And I don't mean it that way.
Putting a lot of emotions into a vagina.
No, don't laugh. You know what I'm saying. Taking a lot of this passion and pushing it into a vagina.
And forget the vagina part, just the XX.
Well, putting a vagina around your passion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
you know what I mean? Well, you know what I'm saying, Drew. I'm not trying to be funny.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm saying imagine you with your passion.
It'd be very interesting.
And a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how fluid you would be. There'd be nothing off limits.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Women, men, wouldn't matter.
It would be Alana.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Would you have sex? What would you say?
I'm just saying.
You get me and shove me up a vagina?
No, oh, no.
Please,
no.
Please.
Please.
Please. Well, I may not have worded what my thought was exactly right.
I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
I think you knew what I meant.
I knew what you meant, yes.
Thank you.
It just had a double entente.
Well, I didn't think it was funny. John?
Yeah.
You're 30?
There he is.
Yeah, I'm 30.
What's up? You don't sound excited about it.
How you doing?
Good.
Millionaire, literally. Literally a millionaire.
Yeah.
You too?
No, I'm talking
about
you.
No, not John, no. What do you do for a living, John?
I am a biosanitation engineer.
Garbage man.
Takes the garbage at a hospital.
Yeah, custodian.
Okay. All right. So you mop up syringes and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got it.
And stuff like that.
For a community college. For a community college.
Cerritos?
Yes, I'm for real.
You know what? My profession needs a new description.
Why?
Physician is no longer doctor.
Still sounds lofty.
No.
What do you do with that community? He's just putting a euphemistic spin on it. John, what do you do, though, at this community college?
I'm a janitor.
I know, but you said bio whatever engineer.
Oh,
I thought maybe...
This is a fancy name, you know, we come up with. Biosanitation engineer.
I thought you cleaned up the labs or something like that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're a janitor at a junior college.
Right.
Well, hold on a second.
Well, now, that is an interesting thing. I mean, that sort of way of redeeming spending all your time at the junior college. It's a much more proud, much more appropriate way to spend one's time there.
I'll tell you the cool thing about being a janitor at a junior college. If you're a janitor at Brown or Princeton or Yale, the kids look down their noses at you. If you're a janitor at a junior college, you're the biggest winner in the place.
You're cool.
You understand?
Yeah, okay.
You have a mop.
You have a purpose.
You have a purpose. You're making 46 grand a year. I mean, you are the king of all kings at this place.
Yeah.
The janitor's entered the hall. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you don't want to be. You don't want to be a janitor at a good place. You don't want to be like Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want to be over at Harvard and be a janitor. You go to junior college and be a janitor. You're the richest man on campus.
Perfect.
Like the janitor in the Breakfast Club.
Smart.
It was a great one.
And you can get laid, too, because, like, this kid's got a full-time gig. He just he just cleaned up some dog crap in the quad. So what's up there, John?
Hey, okay, this is for Dr. Drew here. I don't know. My hands started burning one day, and my feet started burning. It was like both of them started burning anyway. They peeled. Okay, now I had went to the doctor, had genital herpes at one time, and he gave me Condylox. That sounds familiar.
Well, it's genital warts. Genital warts.
Yeah, genital warts, yeah, to get rid of it. And I don't know if it's some kind of a breakout or I don't know.
Well, the peeling is just a reaction to the inflammation of the skin and the soles and the hands, the palms.
Mm-hmm.
When the inflammation goes down, the skin peels. It dies and peels off.
How's that? Okay, that how it worked?
It was probably a year later.
The peeling was a year later?
Yeah, after I had my
Forget the genital warts. Forget it has nothing to do with this. I know you're using your hands a lot on your genitalia, but that has nothing to do with this.
Well, maybe it's one of those cleaning products. Maybe
that's what I think. This is typically an allergic reaction or a chemical reaction. Why it's symmetrical in all four, I can't quite figure out. There are rheumatic conditions
on the bottom of my feet and my palms.
Well, there, you know, if you want to get, you know, start to speculate about this, there are vasculitis conditions, even things like rickettsial diseases. Sometimes syphilis can do this.
Yeah.
There are weird things that can do this.
Well, at least you go see a doctor, right?
For the most part, this ends up being some sort of allergic reaction.
Let me just say this. I don't know why, but I was thinking of these janitorial products. There used to be something called janitor and a drum.
Yeah, it's still there, isn't it?
It's still there?
What's with these foaming things I see in the infomercials?
Everything's foaming.
What is that?
Well, here's all I'm saying. Here's my take on all this stuff. If it doesn't work on glass, put huge bold letters on it, because twice a year I grab the Simple Green and I think I'm going to do the windshield, and I end up putting this sort of weird film on my car windshield, and it's like, this is clean. I grab some cleaning stuff and I square, and then as I'm driving, it looks like I'm just it's just like fog.
Yeah.
And then even after I clean it three or four times with the Windex, eventually it still has this weird little film. And there's some stuff that just will muck up windshield or glass or whatever, and you have a hard time getting it off. And I'm just saying, it should just be big and bold. Do not use this on your glass.
You lost
That's all I'm saying.
On this one. You lost her. She thought you were hot till you went into the glass thing.
Yeah, well, I'm domestic, I like a clean windshield.
She wants to go back talking about spackle and stucco.
Oh, well, you want to talk about building? Yeah. Talking about a little stucco?
Framing.
Framing?
Yeah. I love Car Wash. I love that movie. It was great.
Oh, you love the movie Car Wash?
Oh, yeah.
The original one?
Car Wash!
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, the original one was good. Folks, big afros, having a good time. Yeah. John?
Yes.
What's happening?
Not much, you.
Not much over here.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
There you go. What are you going to do?
Oh, come on, Drew. Don't be cruel. Go ahead, John. What do you got? What do you got for us?
Well, my mom, my dad, and my brother all smoke weed. They're all three of them alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my sister, and myself don't smoke weed. However, I'm afraid that I'm going to inhabit all three, you know, I'm going to inhabit their attributes as far as being alcoholics and pot smokers.
Are you merely frightened about that could happen, or have you seen that you have momentum with substances?
It means inherent, right?
No, but is there evidence for this? Do you tend to get momentum with alcohol, say?
I do have momentum with alcohol, not so much marijuana. I mean, I've tried it.
Hold on.
I don't like it.
Are you resistant to the intoxicating effects of alcohol? Can you drink your friends under the table?
I can. However, I don't like to drink, just because whenever I do, when I just think that, oh, my God, I'm going to become like my mom, my dad, and my brother.
All right. So that is one of the reasons that people will not express the genetic potential for alcoholism. They have sort of an aversive response to it.
Yeah.
What does happen sometimes to people with that sort of experience, though, is that they get on painkillers later. They don't realize that they're getting strung out.
Well,
sleeping medicine.
Let's do a little scenario. A guy like John, he has the alcoholic gene, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
He's acutely aware of it, so he does not want to touch booze, and he doesn't want to touch weed. Now, quiet down.
Just for the sake of argument, the genes have been isolated as something called the LL allele of the serotonin transporter and something called a proline serine substitution in the GABA-A receptors. Point is, the genes have now been identified. The probable genes have been identified.
All right, so he has those genes.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up.
And they make people resistant to the intoxicating effects of alcohol. So the GABA-A.
But hold
What's
on.
What's the cure?
Alana, hold on a second. See what happens? I have a provocative point
please,
to bring
please,
up.
Go
you
ahead.
Crap all over.
No, I want you to go ahead now.
Okay, now, sure, now. Now that the coast is clear for passionate Drew. Now, he sits on this urge because he sees what's happened to his family and how it's destroyed them. And now he makes it into his 40s. He doesn't touch booze. He doesn't touch weed.
Gets a radio show. He can't sleep at night.
Quiet down.
Is that no?
Lo and behold, he's out cleaning the gutters on the roof one day, and he falls off the ladder.
That's how
and he
happens.
Hurts his hip.
Or his back.
And he hurts his back. Yeah. Well, just let me make it be the hip.
Right.
He hurts the hip, and he goes in, and the doctor tells him it's a mild fracture, and he's going to pain, and he gives him some Vicodin.
Typically people get 50 Vicodin.
And they get a thing of Vicodin, and all of a sudden the guy's 42. He's never touched anything before in his life, and the guy's just doing what the doctor told him. He takes a Vicodin because he has the pain in his whatever. And the doctor told him, look, if the pain continues, take a second one. That'll be fine. And next thing you know, he's taking two and three, and then 3 weeks into it, pow, game on.
It's game on. That's exactly
and
right.
And it has awoken the sleeping genetic giant that lies within.
That happens all the time. Then they get headaches and back pain.
Phantom pain.
And they start, well, not phantom, but these things, these very severe, crushing pains in the spine. They go to pain specialists and neurosurgeons. And, oh, my God, there are three discs out of line, as with every upright human on Earth over the age
right.
of 40.
Right,
and, oh, my God, I've got a blown disc, and I have this horrible
we
pain.
We need more pain meds.
And here we go.
I said phantom pain, I just meant your body is now creating a reason to get more of what it needs, which is that opiate.
Yes. That's how this goes
down. What do I need you for, Drew?
That's how it goes down.
I got me. And Alana.
Thanks. I'd never take Vicodin, honey.
You wouldn't?
Oh, I hate constipation.
Only OxyContin for her.
Really?
And, yeah. And Dilaudid.
I could see you with a couple of margaritas in you, boy.
I'm a lot of fun, baby.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. You'd be like, listen, sweetie, not tonight. I'm no. She'd be one of, Alana'd be one of these chicks where it's like, you know, she'd be trying to roll you over in your sleep, and you're like, come on, baby.
Come on, it's been a long time. 2 hours.
Long time, 2 hours. Come on, I'm trying to sleep now. I got to sleep it off. I got a long day, and she's trying to actually roll you over as you're asleep.
Absolutely. I'm like 5 feet tall. I'm 5'1". I mean, that's all it takes is one margarita, and that's it. The truth immediately comes out.
Uh-oh.
Really? Oh, yeah. My God.
The true
Alana?
The Alana?
The essence. Yeah. The essence.
Yes. Essence.
My accent sneaks in.
We will take a little break. We'll be right back.
Find out who the winner was, by the way, of our iPod Nano.
Oh, yeah. We heard the song, yeah. All that after this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Oh, Jeff Probst in here tomorrow from Survivor. Love that show. Alana Eubach in tonight.
Hi.
Loving Alana. I got to find her IMDb. Oh, biography.
That's a long one.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Product of a normal spontaneous vaginal delivery.
Yeah. They start before that. Yeah. Yeah, do me a favor. Alana, read just a little bit. Read some of your bio as your father.
As my father?
Yeah.
Alana Obash. Biography. Alana Obash was born a drama queen. But a fairly humble beginnings. Also made a hard worker, goal-oriented, and a respecter. Why else would a petite, beautiful, and exuberant young Latina... Who wrote this?
Your people.
Oh, my dorky doodah.
Your people.
Read
some of the projects you're in as your father. Then
Alana asked Santa for a big stage.
This is really embarrassing.
All right, just read your credits as your father.
Cheerleader.
True.
Alana was just uncredited as a reporter in 2005 for Herpes Fully Loaded.
Drew. She was in a movie called Clock Blockers.
Drew, please.
I'm in a movie.
Drew, if you if you'd listen to me and stop competing with the guest, you'd realize that she just called. Go ahead and say the movie again, please.
Herpes Fully Loaded with Justin Longschlong.
Herpes Fully Loaded, Drew. And did your kids see Herpes Fully Loaded?
I must have. They must have. I think I missed it.
Well, I saw the original Herpes and Love Bug.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Herpes...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And she walked to Higglytown Heroes as Plunky Biscuit. And Meeting Mother.
What other movies was she in?
Carol's Christmas, Brandy and Mr. Whiskers, 30 Days Until I'm Famous, Girl Scramble, Jekyll. Nobody knows anything.
wasabi donut. Legally blonde, too. Red, white, and blonde.
Legally blonde, too.
Hey, legally blonde, too.
Excellent in that.
Excellent.
It's the fat Mexican maid. Wow. What was that? What was that?
Gonna be the Fockers. I played a Laker girl. It was awesome.
What was that? What was that? That Disney movie you were in again? Just about that.
Herpes. Herpes fully loaded.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Herpes fully exploded.
Katie?
With Lindsay Loho.
Katie?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
Did you see Herpes Fully Loaded?
You know, I haven't seen it.
You should really
I've
see
heard
that.
It's really, really good, though.
That's
I'm
awesome.
So going to go rent it.
I like as the Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, the other...
oh, here we go again with the girl stuff.
The other the other Disney movie Alana would recommend is the Apple Humpling Gang.
I've seen that one, and it's really, really good.
Thank you. Go ahead, Katie.
Well, I have this small spot, like the size of a quarter, on the inside of my labia, just above my clitoris, that is really, really sore and painful.
Wait, above your clitoris is your, like, skin.
Is my,
you know, I mean, your pubic area. Well, I mean, it's not your
labia.
Is
it on
anymore.
Your skin, or is it in you, or is it on you?
It's within, like, it's just above my clitoris, within, like, we're right at the top of my vagina, with just within my labia.
Okay,
I don't know if I have the terminology correct or not.
It's inside of you.
You mean below your clitoris?
No, just above.
Does it burn or itch?
Here's the
I'm pulling out the book. Like, where the vaginal lips come up and meet at the very top, and that's the rounded part there.
That's below your, that is below your clitoris.
It is. I don't even know where the clitoris is, Drew.
I'm going to show you.
Do all girls have one?
No.
Yeah, they have. They don't always work, but they all have
no
one.
No kidding. Most of the ones I've seen haven't been hooked up. They've been like those microwaves at IKEA. You know, they're just there for display.
Yeah, just the front.
Just so you can see the kitchen, how it's laid out.
Okay, so clitoris sounds like a dinosaur.
Here's
or something.
What she's saying.
Yeah, true. I don't want to see pictures of your vaginas.
She's saying the clitoris is up here.
All right, hold on. Thank God I have this hold button.
Bless you.
This excites me a little bit.
Drew, yes. Look,
she's talking about right here, right?
Well, she said above her clitoris.
But she keeps saying where the labia come together, which is here. Clitoris is above that.
Well, the clitoris is where the 118, the 5, and the 101 explode!
It's up here. Clitoris is up here.
All right, listen.
And that's
I'm
your
done.
Skin above that.
I'm tired. Okay, Drew.
All right, what's the
Drew,
question?
Is there anything else you want to point to that's not any that other people can't see, any
what
the bios you want to read or TVs you want to
I'm just making a point.
You're making a great point. Yeah, you're making a point.
So go ahead, Katie. What's the question?
I could be wrong. What I mean is like the outer shape of the vagina, just above my clitoris.
All right. It's below your clitoris, and you better sort of work out
well,
that.
Well, she's saying it's above it, and I'm asking,
I know where my clitoris is for
is
sure.
It's not
like a car where the car would be parked in the cul-de-sac.
It's not on your skin,
exactly,
though.
It's exactly what you said. Where the car
I hear you,
would
baby.
Be in the cul-de-sac.
It's in the labia.
It's probably from toilet paper. It's probably from wiping yourself.
A Bartholin cyst. Ooh. And those are common, and it's no big deal. Hot towels, that kind of thing, usually takes care of it.
Well, but there's nothing visual there. Like,
yeah, but if you feel it, you'll feel a little firmness in there.
It's discoloration, you're saying.
No,
that's
there's
all?
No discoloration. I can't see anything, but I can feel irritation.
Yeah. How long have you been feeling it for?
For about 2 or 3 weeks. And it's it's been kind of off and on. Like, I would think that it would... You know, maybe be like a yeast infection or something.
All right, just go to
the
doctor.
Could be herpes, could be Bartholin cyst. There's all these possibilities.
I really think she thinks of below as above.
I see. Okay.
I just think.
Because where she's looking, it's sort of
it's
above.
Oh, whatever. Chicks and their sense of direction are so effed up. Everyone, close your eyes and think of all the great.
What do you call it? That
Drew,
below or above, yeah.
Close
yeah.
your eyes, please, yeah. and think of all the great female explorers.
Throughout
history.
I get too many.
All right, there
you
go.
I call that north.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Call 1-800-LOVE-191 to broadcast your problems to the public.
Loveline will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, the movie is called Waiting. Alana, God love you. Breath of fresh air.
Oh, thanks, little one.
Huge fan.
Opens October 7th.
Huge fan. Yep, big stars, big movie. Go out and see it, support our friends, and yes, Drew.
Delilah from Los Angeles won our iPod Nano.
Oh, she did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What a delight. All right, we'll take a little break. So Jeff Probst in here tomorrow night from Survivor. Looking forward to that. Until next time, this is Animal Crawler for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.